From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Greenpeace protesters have scaled BP's London headquarters and hung a flag showing oil dripping from BP's yellow and green sunburst logo. A BP spokesman says the protest has been peaceful and no employees were prevented from going to work. BP says it will try once more as soon as Sunday to plug the gushing oil leak at its damaged Gulf of Mexico well. On Capitol Hill, there's partisan finger-pointing at a hearing on the massive spill. NPR's Brian Naylor reports a Republican lawmaker blames the Obama administration for approving drilling of the well, but Democrats are firing back.
Republican John Mica of Florida said the drilling plan was approved by the Obama administration, which failed to heed warnings about the need for more regulation and issued what Mica called a carte blanche recipe for disaster.
What I've done is outline, I call this the Obama oil spill timeline.
Mica said the spill could have been contained more quickly if the Coast Guard had a better response plan. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee Chairman James Oberstar, a Minnesota Democrat, said Mica was off base.
I think it's inflammatory to call it the Obama oil spill, and wrong.
Oberstar noted the plan was approved by career officials at the Interior Department, continuing practices from the Bush administration. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The president of Mexico addresses a joint meeting of Congress today, and he's likely to talk about immigration controversies and the drug war. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has our preview.
President Felipe Calderon has been facing a lot of criticism at home for the way he's waged the war on the drug cartels, but he got a boost from President Obama, who encouraged Americans to listen to the Mexican leader address the U.S. Congress.
I believe the American people will see what I see. They'll see a leader who is guiding his country through very difficult times with vision and with courage, and he has been an outstanding partner to me and an outstanding partner to the United States.
The two men spoke about a new immigration law in Arizona that would give police the authority to detain people believed to be in the U.S. illegally. President Obama called it a misdirected expression of frustration over the broken U.S. immigration system. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
One of the three American hikers jailed in Iran says the loneliness of captivity is the hardest part of her ordeal. Sarah Shurd talks here at a Tehran news conference today.
It's terrible to be away from our families this long. And we've only received one phone call, and it was 5 minutes long. That was amazing. We waited and prayed for that every day.
The mothers of the three hikers are visiting them. Iran arrested Shurd, her boyfriend, and a friend and another friend along the Iraqi border about 10 months ago and accuses them of spying. This is NPR News. The National Research Council tells the government to mount a concerted effort to curb climate change. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the urging is in the council's most comprehensive report on climate to date.
As part of the National Academy of Sciences, the NRC advises Congress and the government on tough scientific questions. Its latest report says the scientific evidence that humans are warming the planet is more convincing than ever. The NRC's climate panel then went further and advised the government to act immediately to slow the warming by putting a price on the emissions of greenhouse gases to sharply reduce them. Carbon dioxide from coal, oil, and natural gas is the largest source of these emissions. The report also urged other scientists to look beyond measurement of climate change and focus more on predicting the effects of warming on things like agriculture, forests, and wildlife. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Thousands of nurses serving the Minneapolis-St. Paul area are authorizing a strike. Nurses Union spokeswoman Jean Ross says that for now, the vote authorizes a one-day walkout, but that could change.
It isn't necessarily because the nurses aren't willing to do an extended strike. That isn't it at all. There's different strategies involved. So we'll just see what happens with this one. Maybe they're testing us.
The nurses serve more than a dozen hospitals. Their big issues, staffing levels and pension benefits. No actual strike date has been set. French police say thieves have taken artworks by Picasso, Leger, Matisse, Braque, and Modigliani from the Museum of Modern Art of the city of Paris. Police and prosecutors say employees discovered a broken window and the paintings gone on their arrival at work today. This is NPR News.